We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, we are live from Emory Sports Medicine Center here at 85 and North Druid Hills. We've got Coach Bud with Rick and John here on the home of the Hawks, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And Coach, this facility is unbelievable. I've been to a lot of these facilities around the NBA with NBA TV. This is right there at the top, if not the best I have seen. You gotta be grateful for all this.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't think I've been to everyone, but pretty darn near everyone. And you know, we do feel like this is, you know, one of the best, if not the best in the league. It's just, you know, every day you come in here and you're just blown away. And you know, no doubt we have you know, first class facilities, and our players feel it, appreciate it, and the coaching staff, you know, hopefully this can just continue to, you know, just, you know, prop up our player development, everything we're doing for our players that we've been doing for the last 4 or 5 years.
What would you say is the highlight of this facility? Which one stands out the most to you?
Yeah, there's so many. It's hard. You know, for me, it's always the courts, you know, to have two courts and to have the amount of space we have on the courts, you know, six baskets with NBA three-point lines that, you know, at no point do they ever intersect. And so, you know, you can have, you know, shooting competitions or players working on, you know, shots to include their threes without, you know, kind of running into each other. And, you know, people, I don't think, appreciate how deep the three ball is in the NBA. And to have, you know, six courts with that don't touch or intersect, it's that's a pretty big statement. You know, the free throw lines on the side courts don't, you know, don't come onto the main court. So when you're playing pickup ball in the summer or doing things, you can be shooting free throws. So, you know, at the end of the day, it's about the courts, about the basketball. But then everything surrounding it, you know, is amazing too. So
now, I was giving Rick crap. I've been a known jacker. I'll shoot from wherever. Rick is more of like a 15-foot pull-up guy. Do you appreciate
those guys
that
are dead? They're like dinosaurs, right?
I know.
Analytics, man.
I know.
I told
him, I'm a long two guy. That's all I got. I can't go to 24 and make a shot.
Nobody's picking you in their YMCA league.
and it's not even like I've got a DeMar DeRozan slasher mid-range game and I can get to the free throw line. I'm just bricking elbow jump shots.
Very inefficient. Daryl Morey would not have you.
No.
That's the least most popular shot in basketball, that long two. Laughing with Coach Bud here at the Hawks' brand new practice facility. It's amazing. And so we got a great tour from Garen and showed us that you and Travis are right next to each other and can view the court. Talk about the advantage of that. And is that different from the previous setup that you had?
Yeah, no doubt. You know, having the connectivity between really everybody, but, you know, the front office and, you know, the coaching staff is huge. And the ability to just kind of, you know, basically walk about 10 feet and you're in each other's office and share ideas and be able to see the court. You know, the front office in the Phillips Arena was, you know, on the other side of the hallway, had no, you know, vision of the court, no access to it. You felt like they were in a different part of the building. And, you know, we made the best of it. You know, I will give, you know, both the front office, the players, the coaches, you know, I think we made the best of every day at Phillips. But now to come here and see what we have and the connectivity between every group in the building is just awesome and important, you know, if you want to, you know, be the best. And that's certainly where we want to be.
I would just say, just from an accessibility standpoint, not having to drive downtown every day. I live on the north side of town, so coming here was beautiful. But for you guys, it's got to be a little bit easier to not deal with the downtown connector just getting here.
Yeah, no, it was huge as we, you know, tried to, you know, this the concept of a practice facility, I think, has been, you know, talked about for a long time. And as it became more a reality when the new ownership group took over and made it a priority, one of my biggest priorities was, you know, where it's located. At the end of the day, we want it to be, you know, in a great location for the players where they can get to it early in the morning, late at night, come at any time. It is, you know, we talked about how important the courts are. You know, the location of a facility is, I think, it's crucial. And I think, you know, we hit it out of the park with, you know, being located here in Executive Park and Emory being, you know, partnered with Emory. You know, players, you know, live, you know, either north, a little north, a little south, east, west. But, I mean, we feel like we're right in the center, and players and coaches and staff can can get here easily, and that's huge in a city like Atlanta.
And, Coach, you know, this is such a first-class organization from Tony Ressler on down. You think of Phillips Arena, the best announcer in Ryan Cameron, the best animation on the court in the league, the best DJ in the league. It's like the best. And now it's this practice facility. And you're right. It is about – so in terms of that, first-class organization, first-class this, and this, how can that aid you guys in terms of bringing some good talent down here to the Hawks?
Well, I think everybody sees it and feels it. You know, when you bring a player, you know, and I always talk it's about, you know, keeping your players too. You know, I think, you know, we have some really young good
players.
Oh, and
by the way, I forgot Sir Foster.
Yeah, Sir Foster.
The best organist in the league. Sorry, Coach, continue.
But, you know, I think whether you're wanting to retain your best players or attract new players, you know, when our current players are coming to work here every day and you bring a potential free agent through here and he sees a facility like this and sees the commitment to, you know, really the player and you know, how can we make him the best he can be in his career, maybe even extend his career. It's going to turn heads. It's going to, you know, put us, in a position where hopefully, you know, those types of things happen because they see it and feel it, everything that's happening the last year or two with Tony and his group. It's really impressive.
We got to talk with John Collins and Kent Bazemore a second. They were back in the locker room, and you could just see the smile on their faces. How have the players reacted to the new spot?
Yeah, no, they're over the top. You know, it's probably a contest who's happier, the coaches or the players. And, I think there's a real professionalism that's, you know, I think, you know, common throughout the league now. The times have changed. These guys, you know, they're very in tune with their bodies. They're very in tune with taking care of themselves and how can they – you know, put themselves in a position to perform at a high, high level. And so they see and appreciate everything that the facility provides to, you know, put them in that spot or that position. And, you know, it's just a good place to come to work, the natural light, you know, the weight room, the pools, everything. It's just, we're all, you know, kind of giddy.
We're getting a download on the Hawks' new practice facility from Coach Mike Budenholzer. Later in the show at 1 o'clock, Grant Hill is going to join us. We'll get his perspective on this. We're at Emory Sports Medicine Center here on the home of the Hawks, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And John mentioned John Collins, and I've been blessed to interview him, I don't know, Coach, three or four times. I've been able to spend a little bit of time with him on the side, including in the locker room. And I asked him, we got on cars, and I said, have you treated yourself yet? And he said, no. And he said he's waiting to stack checks and so that it feels better. And then around Christmas time, he may treat himself with a nice ride. Well, what do you think about the sensibility of this young man from Wake Forest?
Yeah, no, he's been off the charts in all areas, you know, from off the court to on the court, the human. I think that's what we're as excited about as anything. And, I see him. I don't know exactly what he's driving, but I would say he's, you know, in a pretty conservative lane right now and smart and thinking about it. And if he stacks some checks or whatever they call it by Christmas time and wants to treat himself, I think he's wise. He waited a lot longer than a lot of other rookies to treat himself. So he's been great to work with, and just, you know, I think he's got his head on his shoulder and knows where he wants to go, and he's just, I think, been well raised, and you know, hopefully we can continue to do the same.
Coach, probably the number one thing I'm watching for as the season progresses is the expansion of his game, and we've talked a lot about you like him at the five, he's comfortable there, and so just that progression to the four. I'm going to ask you about this all year, and hopefully there's like gradual improvement and gradual expansion, but where's he at with that right now?
Well, you know, playing he and Dwayne together, you know, starting them the last, you know, handful of games, and our two bigs offensively, they're kind of interchangeable, kind of a first big and a trail big. So offensively, there's a lot of things that are similar. And, you know, defensively, Dwayne's probably going to take the challenge of guarding, you know, maybe, you know, whoever the best player might be. But, you know, some nights John's maybe guarding four, some nights he may be guarding fives. So I think just playing with Dwayne more minutes is going to, you know, allow him to kind of feel and, you know, get to guard some fours and adjust to that a little bit. He's shot the ball. He's made, you know, some jumpers recently and practice. You know, I think he's going to, you know, be a good shooter. I think that's going to come in time. I definitely don't want to rush it, or we don't want to rush it. I think, you know, everything's going to come in time, and I think it's a good question. I look forward to it. Every Thursday I'll be ready and prepared for it. But, you know, I think his progression is in a good place, and playing him with Dwayne some, I think, is going to give him some of that look and feel of playing some of the power forward.
Coach, you guys can do 1,000 hours of research on a guy and watch film and interview him and everything else, and then there's guys that get to the NBA and end up being knuckleheads. How's it feel when you do all of that and you get a kid like John Collins in here?
Yeah, it's great. You know, I've had several conversations, you know, over the last month or so just about the person. And, you know, you do a lot of work and do a lot of research to find out, you know, about what kind of character they have. How are they going to respond to coaching? How are they going to respond to adversity? And you can never be sure, but, you know, certainly the amount of time and work that goes into it. And then when it, you know, you haven't been, I don't know if the word is tricked or players, you know, sometimes people change, even though we say they can't. You know, he's got here and been everything that, you know, we felt we learned and researched and really more, to be honest with you. So it's you know, there's a lot of time and effort that goes into it, and it's time well spent.
Just down the road from here on Thursday night, we're at Emory Sports Medicine Center, North Druid Hills in 85. Just down the road from here, it'll be, of course, the game on Thursday. The Cavaliers in town, 7:30 at Phillips Arena. And you already beat them this year, but now Cleveland's won, I believe it's 8 in a row. They handled Philadelphia last night. Philadelphia has been rolling. So what are you seeing differently now from – did you watch the game, first of all? And what are you seeing differently now from the Cavs than you did when you beat them earlier this year?
Yeah, no, I didn't see any of the game last night. I saw the box score and a couple of the headlines, you know, and looked like they beat them pretty good. And both, you know, Philly's been playing well too, so – you know, and we'll try to dive into Cleveland a little more today, tomorrow, and, you know, I think we're more focused on us in this little five-day window. But, you know, it looks and sounds like LeBron's, you know, playing out of his mind, if that's possible. And, you know, I think they're, you know, maybe got a little more cohesiveness. And, you know, they have a few injuries they're dealing with, but they've been dealing with them for a while. So maybe they've kind of figured out rotations and things like that. But, you know, we'll dive into them. We know they're good. We're pretty familiar with each other. So, but our guys are looking forward to Thursday night, no doubt.
Coach, great stuff as always. Go enjoy this facility and get ready to get us a win against Cleveland.
Great, thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.